whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 313. Today is Saturday, October 15th, 2022, or if you're here in Aussie land, it is Sunday the 16th of October. I'm your host, Lita, and we're going solo this week. So, short show's a good show. As we like to say, I have much stuff to do a bit after we do the show. So my parents are going on a little trip out west, which I need to make sure. And they're taking Kobe. Kobe doesn't know this yet. This will be interesting. So I just want to go through with them, make sure they've got everything that they need, and they'll be leaving tomorrow, so much to do just to make sure. So hence why we're just doing a little cute little show. That's it for today. So we were talking about heat and how hot things are, and we're coming into summer. You guys, the majority of you are coming into winter. It's so funny, but we are now coming into summer, and Execute and I have already had the aircon on because the last few days it's kind of gone from quite nice to, whoa, summer, like, it's not coming, it's here. So we've already had the air conditioning on. It's not on at the moment, but yeah. Weather is fantastic. It's great. So just wherever you are, please just stay cool, stay, you know, hydrated. That's the main thing. All right. We are going to start off with, I'm not going to talk about my week in WoW because there's not been much week in WoW. I've not played. Work really kicked my ass this week. Like, really, really badly. So by the time I got home to try and play, I didn't get a lot done, but this week hopefully it's gonna be better. We're just gonna go straight into the news. So let's play our cute little bumper.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right. Now, to start off with the news, we've got congratulations to Brewblood, that is Ironbrew's turn, on becoming our 16th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty Challenge Champion. We also have a congratulations to Boop de Floof on becoming our 8th Shadowlands Green Man Challenge Champion. Amazing. Let's do this. Congratulations, Brewblood and Boop de Floof. I love it. It's such a good name. I love that. Who would have thought? 16 Bloodthirsties, Nisi. 16. Majority are Nisis, but we've got 16 Bloodthirsties for Shadowlands. That's amazing. 8 Green Man is amazing. And then what were we up to for irons and passies? Like, these numbers blow my mind. So again, well done, congratulations to Ironbrew and Boop de Floofs on getting their tunes to max for this expansion. So well done on that. All right, now, very exciting time of the year. Let me play this one. You know what I'm gonna do, so turn your volume down. All right, so So Hallows End begins on Tuesday, October 18th, and will wrap up on November 1st. So it is that time of the year, and good luck, Chris. And anyone else, if you're taking your normal tunes through all of that, so good luck on that. But don't forget, with Hallows End being, you know, this time of the year, it's fantastic. It's really good to get some extra XP for your challenge tunes. Of course, be very careful with things. We'll be doing a write-up. Nisi will be doing that, and that should be up, I'm guessing, Tuesday, Nisi. But yeah, it's always a fun time of the year. So if you want to get some bonus XP for your challenge tunes, obviously not all of them like Bloods, but there are things that you will be able to do with the world event. Update will be on Tuesday afternoon, evening. Excellent. Thank you, Nisi. But again, exciting time of the year, and can't wait. It's always good fun. So love this time of the year. All right, now for next week, Nisi will be joining me, and we're going to be diving into Dragonflight beta testing. This will be the part two, or a more updated version to when we were talking about testing previously. So now that we've got beta and we've been in and see what others have been doing, to see how things are working out, we're gonna have a chat about that next week, just to let you know. The week after that, we will then have a chat about the UI. So that will be a couple of weeks away. But we're going to talk about the beta testing. Yeah, the UI is its own show, because there is much to talk about. And, you know, again, we want to help make things a bit easier. A lot of you might probably just simply log in and play your tunes, but not everyone does that. Some people like to be specific, and because Blizzard has made so many changes with what the UI is for Dragonflight, we're going to go over, like, in particular, the big stuff that you'll need, because they've moved display only character achievements, and they've put that in a completely different spot, and all that kind of thing. So we're going to talk about where you should be able to find that. Obviously, being in beta, things can change between beta and going live, but at least if you've got some knowledge and idea before you log into Dragonflight, you've got the heads up. That's what we're doing. Alright, so now, what else have we got? Alright, so pre-patch event. WoWhead has a brief overview of what the Dragonflight pre-patch event will entail. So I'm going to drop that. We'll have the link in the show notes. I'll drop that into the chat there as well. So I've not fully seen it, but as we know, pre-patch always happens before, you know, before launch. So at this stage, I don't think a date has been set for when pre-patch goes live. I'm guessing we will get some idea, I'm guessing soon, I'm thinking they're going to have to give us a date very, very soon. So, they announced the end of the PvP season. Yes, I did see that. I've not seen a date for, was it the 24th or something I saw the date. I forgot to write it down because I was busy doing something else. So pre-patch event can often be deadly for challenges Exactly. Sometimes, as we've found in previous expansions and the pre-patches for them, sometimes it's not a good idea, especially in busy places like the capital cities, is not to take your challenge tunes there. It's going to depend. We'll talk about that probably next week, Nisi, as well. Hopefully by this time next week, we've got a bit more information about the date, etc. But yeah, sometimes it's just best either to avoid or get yourself away from the areas that they've got the pre-patch event stuff in. Sometimes if it's being held, say, in Durotar, it might not be in Orgrimmar, but it's in Durotar itself. Don't go to Durotar. Orgrimmar might be okay to go to. So, you know, those kinds of things. So we will let you know next week how things are if we've got more information. But again, always a good idea to be very, very careful with pre-patch things on a challenge tune. Okay, what do we got? It's pre-patch event can be deadly from Zai. Yes. Chris says they're guessing October 25th, which, yeah, like time frame wise, you would be thinking it's got to be soon because, you know, they like to give pre-patch about a month. I guess it depends, you know. We wait and see. That's all we can do. We wait and see. All right. Well, that is the news that I've got. I did want to mention that Spreadshirt has free standard shipping from October 19 to the 23rd. There are new Halloween designs, which we released a couple weeks ago. They're up on the store. So if you're looking to get some cool merchandise, t-shirts, bags, mugs, caps, all that kind of thing, pop over there. We've got some very cute designs. Not only have we got new Halloween ones that were this year, thank you, Russ. Awesome. He did so well. We have got the Christmas designs are still there. So if you want to prepare yourself for Christmas, there is also Christmas designs there as well. All right. So free standard shipping from the 19th to the 23rd. All right. State of the challenges. All right. Let's have a look. I see, looking across the list, people have been very busy this week. So let's have a look at Irons. Apologies if I butcher any names and apologies on my voice. It's a little croaky. All right, so Irons. We have 10. We have Feral Hearth, level 20 RIP. 9 this week is Iron Picks at 22. 8 is Fairy Love at level 24. 7 is Tiptoe at 26. 6 is Harmoli. Thanks, Nisi. Level 27 RIP. She's written in brackets, rhymes with holy moly. So that does help. Number 5 is Murgra at 37. 4 is Brass Bolt at 38. 3 is Back to Basic at 46. 2 is Zaya Nawa at 57. And number 1 is Mendacity at level 58. Well, the Irons have been busy this week. Well done. All right, Bloods. Wow, we've got a full 10 Bloods this week. That's exciting. All right, at number 10, we have got Taco Loco at level 18. We've got 9, we've got Taco Vic at 18. We have got at number 8, Kida Sekego. Apologies if I said that wrong. At 19. 7 is Taco Mage O at 31, but RIP. Is that the one that Taco said she lost late last week during the show or just before the show. I think it might be. Number six is Hunter Taco at 34. Number five is Silver Spears at 36. Number four is Kill Crazed 2 at level 40, but RIP. Three is Blood Brew at 52, but it has been flagged with too many quests completed. Number two this week is Zaya Bingra at 58. And number one was Brew Blood, level 60, our 16th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty Challenge champion. Well done. That's awesome. Look at Taco go. She's been so busy right over the bloods. All right. Pacifists this week. We've got seven pacifists. We've got Pharaoh Ran at level 15. Number six is Alunria at 15. Number five is Kilnon at level 16, but they are red flagged. Talents are not allowed. Number four is Iralis at level 32. Number three is Lake Blooms at 38. That's cute. That's a cute name. Number two is Chili at 39. And number one is Team Sands at 56, lost to the Nether. All right, tins. We've got no tins this week, but we do have some greens. We've got seven greens. However, we're going to have a sip of coffee because enough said, really. Okay, our greens. We have got seven greens this week. And number seven, we've got Seven in Yo Eye. At level 23, red flagged because one rare slot was equipped. Number six is Kanja at level 23. Number five is Make Eight Great. Make Eight Great at level 24, RIP. Number four is Hunter at 30. Three this week is Viridian 6 at 47, RIP. Oh, I think that was Dave. Which one's Dave? Make Rate Great, that one. Number two this week is Surprisingly at 57. Number one this week is Boop Da Floof, level 60, which is our seventh Shadowlands Green Man champion. Well done to Boop Da Floof. I like that. I really like such a cute name. All right, and we've got some working men this week. We've got three. So at number three, we've got Fairlin at level 11. Number two is Kelly at level 13. Seems to be about right. Number one is Hunter Pan at level 33. So it looks like was a bit of a rough week. We've got a few RIPs during there, a couple flags. But again, congratulations in particular to Brew Blood and Boop Da Floof on max level this week. And well done to everyone who has been busy leveling. Congratulations, guys. It's so great to see. All right. Well, I think we've covered all the news and we've done the state of the challenges. As I said, it's going to be a short show. Let us do the... Where's my little Zorts? Here it is.
Hey, yo! It's Chit-Chat!
Our favorite goblin. There he is. All right. I did have... Because we've got a couple weeks until Halloween is officially here. Thank you, Chris. You know, we're getting into the theme. Hallows starts this week, which is very exciting. Couple of days. Very happy about that. I really hope we've got some new stuff, because it is my favorite world event. My favorite on Leader, obviously. But I just love it. So hopefully someone gives us something new. Would be really nice. Would be very excited. But anyway, I have a joke for you. So let me do mine and then we'll do Tiber's stolen joke of the week. Alright, so I've got, how do you fix a damaged jack-o'-lantern? You use a pumpkin patch. Yes. It was cute. I don't think... Have I got laughs? I can't remember. I don't think... I've got Chris. I don't think I've got a laugh one. I thought I did. Okay. Anyway. Chris, there you go. I did your little note, which is always appreciated. All right, Tiber's stolen joke of the week. What have we got? What type of Halloween books do pumpkins write? Pulp fiction. Oh, I think I need to find one of those wah, wah, wah sounds. I don't think I've got one of those. I'm just having a look at what sounds I've actually got, and I don't. All right, so I need to find a wah 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 one, or whatever that's called. All I can think is that wah wah wah. I haven't got a. I've got the crown. What's that one? I can't remember why I got that one. Ah, sad trombone. Okay, I'll have to... I thought I had something like that. I can't remember what I got that one for. That might have been... might have been for Halloween last year. Yeah, I think that was for the Halloween show last year. I do still have Halloween sound bites from last year. Here we go. Where is it? That one. Stuff from last year, but I'll have to find some new ones. Where's this one? I really like this one.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird, and if that mockingbird won't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring.
I've probably given you all nightmares. Love that one. Anyway, yes, so I need to, let me write down a note, otherwise I will forget. So, sad trombone. I tried to play a trombone when I was at school, but I ended up playing, originally I played the saxophone, but I did try the oboe for about a few months, but I didn't like it because it was the last one that was free, and all the saxophones were taken, and I ended up just going, no, I didn't want to do it. Thank you, Mrs. Rakguru. That's lovely. 37 months. That is amazing. Thank you. That's beautiful. Morning, and chat, being busy leveling your working man and green man. Congratulations, that is awesome. Thank you for the resubscribe. That's beautiful. We do appreciate that. All right. Well, we are at the end of the show. It is a short show. A short show is a good show. Right? Anyway, we will be having a much bigger show next week. As I said, next week, Nisi and I will be going through Dragonflight Beta, talking about the things that we found through on that and notes that we've got from the others that have delved in. So we're going to have a big chat about Dragonflight next week. Bring snacks, absolutely. Bring coffee, bring whatever it is that you need. Much coffee, that would be the thing. Mrs. Rock Guru, 33 for your working man and 36 for your green man. Well done, that's awesome. I'll have to set my alarm as I keep forgetting it. It's all good. Well, thank you for popping in. We do appreciate that. And thank you, chat room, for hanging out. Do appreciate that. Who have we got? Let me have a look. We've got Fair, Zaya, Chris, Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru. We've got Tybar. I don't know if Krazy is a person, but hi if you are. If you're a bot, then thank you. But if you're not, welcome. Thank you. Do appreciate you popping in. Passies are at 39 and 40. Well done. Well done. Anyway, everyone just try and have a good, like, safe week. That is the main thing. We will see how it goes. All right. Well, I think we have got everything covered. As I said, it is a short show, so I think we'll just wrap up. Thank you, Tiber, for the... for the lovely, the cute little joke. Do like to see those every week. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Now, for our thank yous, let us talk about the Iron Elite. So, a huge thank you to our Iron Elites. Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W., Lara Ramar, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. I still can't do it. Sorry, Tiber. I tried. Winema and Zaya. So thank you guys for your support. It helps keep the website and all of that going. It's much appreciated. Also, huge thank you to our mods for all the things that they do. So, to Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you so much. We do appreciate it. To our Code Wardens, thank you. And to everyone here in the chat room, thanks for hanging out for a little bit. Again, apologies, short show. But we're going to be busy the next couple weeks with Beta. Next week and the week after that, we're going to talk about the UI. So you might want to bring your pillow and your snuggly blankets, because that might be the longest show ever. But anyway, that could be the new benchmark for the longest show ever, Nisi. It'll be the UI. Anyway, we will see. I need to get screenshots, and we need to do all of that in the next week or so show. Pre-pumpkin. Oh, timer. I like it. I like it. All right. So just a reminder, I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, October 22 at 7 p.m. Eastern. Nisi will be here joining me, and there will be much Dragonflight beta testing information. So we're going to be talking about that. Don't forget, you can find us over at wowchallenges.com. All of the socials information is there. You can also find us on places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio for listening to the podcast, downloading the podcast. if you would like to send me a joke, a question, any of that stuff, please send me an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. I will get back to you if you've got any questions, if you've got any information you'd like to share for the show, tips, tricks, jokes, puns, leading up to with the beta, if you've got questions about that, you leading up with the UI, those kinds of things, anything to do with Dragonflight challenge related, send them in, let us know. You can also send us information through Discord, Twitter, those kind of places. So reach out if you've got a question, etc. Where you can find me, Leader WoW on Twitter is the main one. I have got a Linktree Leader WoW profile that has all my links to all of the socials. All of them. Sometimes it's scary. Remember when it just used to be like Facebook and Twitter, and now as so many more. It's amazing. So if you want to check it out, certainly the link's there. All right, bring water. Much salt, much beta. Yes, Nisi. Absolutely. We have many thoughts. I noticed that I also had to download the new beta build last night. Admittedly, I haven't had much play time, so I don't know when it actually came in. But hopefully I'll get a little bit of beta play time today. Redo the UI again. Of course, that is a thing. We do, yes. I feel the pain already. But yeah, we will be talking about that next week. Much things. All right. As always, a big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on our wonderful intro. You can find him on Discord, Mr. Bright 01. If you want to get in contact with him, Russ is amazing. The intro, but also the work that he does, the artwork that he does for like the Twitch emotes and our spreadsheet for the merchandise. Hugely talented. Thank you, Ross. We do appreciate that. And also very shortly when I play the outro, you will hear my husband. Big thank you and shout out to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro. It is always greatly appreciated, and we are very lucky we have many talented people in our community, so thank you all right. Well, I think that is it. We will be back next week with a much longer show. Thank you guys for hanging around and supporting, giving some time to pop in, so I do appreciate that. Thank you so much. We will catch you next week. Remember, please stay safe both in and out of game, and we'll talk to you next week. All right, bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.